What's going on, everybody? Jesse here from Flyers Alley. Just want to thank all of our wonderful sponsors of Old City Sports Network, Fanatics, Row One Brand, Norse Beards, Righteous Felon Jerky, Sterling Pig Brewery, Neshaminy Creek Brewing, Hangman Brewing, and Bright Path Brewing. If it wasn't for them, there wouldn't be an Old City Sports Network. You can find all their links in the description, all the promo codes you can use are in our description. Thanks, everybody. What's going on, everyone?
Excuse me. Yes, there we go. Some balls in there.
All right. What's going on, everybody? Jess here for Flyers Alley. Came through a little early here. We were going to come back to draft, but I felt like it was a good idea to kind of put our finger or our toes in the water, see what's going on, get some things out of the way. A lot of things have been happening in Flyers land. So, yeah, we're going to rip through this bad boy. And with that being said, make sure everybody goes and likes us on Facebook at facebook.com/FlyersAlley, on Twitter at FlyersAlleyPod1, and Instagram at FlyersAlley. And make sure you go and check us out on YouTube at Old City Sports Network. It's blowing up. We got to thank The Fresh Channel. He's really helping us out with our YouTube. And yeah, so cheers to him. Also, make sure that you guys understand that the OCSN landline is on. So make sure you guys can dial 302-367-7276. Right now, I have it on. I have it right here. I'll answer the phone calls. We're really going to be implementing this pretty heavy this season. So, yeah, it's a good little additive. We still got some people in here. Brandon Paulus, what's going on, brother? What's up, man? Yep. We're going to do it, bud. Pay attention to this. This is going to be a little different here. And Tom McGuire, what's up, buddy? Appreciate you guys coming through. So, yeah, like I said, the landline's on. We're going to get into some of the topics that we usually do at Flyers Alley, but it's going to be kind of pre-draft edition and a little bit of the things that have been going on in the franchise. So let's drop into a little bit of Alley talk. All right, so Alley Talk is brought to you by Fanatics. Go to the link in the description, click on that bad boy, and it'll take you right to Flyer stuff. It'll help us out. You know, Fanatics is a great company. They are starting to be the, officially the providers of the NHL jerseys. So, yeah, there are no promo codes as of right now. There, I'm sure, will be when the season starts. And then we'll go from there. So our first topic here is going to be, and like I said, if you comment in here, I will bring it up on the screen. Hopefully it won't be delayed. But so we got some hires and fires in the franchise. The fires would be the senior advisor to the GM and player development, Mike O'Connell. He was let go. And player development coaches, John Riley and Kel Samuelson. Kel Samuelson played for the franchise for, you know, a lot of years. So that being said, it's very interesting because of the fires that they did let go and the people that they did hire is showing that, you know, the franchise, Danny B, now Jonesy and Torts, they're going in a younger direction. With that being said, if everyone does remember the last time Torts, you know, when he won a cup, he was with a younger team. And I think that's kind of the direction that they're going in. We all know that that's kind of the way they're going. They're keeping the core young guys, hopefully. Brandon Paul checks in. I figured I ask you if you think we should trade Hart. And I saw that if we do, some other sports pages are saying trading Hart would be good for us. I am going to get into that. So please stay with me, buddy. I am going to get into that. A couple other trades, too. So that'll be in the woodshed. So, yeah, Greg Montour says he'll be around in a little bit. Cool. So, yeah, the hires, Alan McCauley was named assistant general manager. Riley Armstrong, big fan of him, director of player development, and Nick Schultz, assistant director of player development. So I don't know if you guys remember the HL Beauty Show with Sam Wismer had Riley Armstrong on there. It was kind of weird because we have, you know, we have Neshaminy Creek Brewing as a sponsor of our network, and they came out with the Rita's Mango beer. And I actually asked him, he said he was a big fan of craft beer. So we asked him if he'd be willing to, you know, sample like we do on Delco Dive, one of them. And he said, you know, let's just see where, what things happen or what happens in the franchise at that point in time. And when I heard that, I kind of said to Sam, well, I don't see them getting rid of this guy. That's kind of interesting. And I didn't think they would, you know, get rid of Lappy either. So that's great for him. You know, Nick Schultz is getting a promotion as well. You know, he played for the Flyers. These are big moves if you pay attention to the right things. Corey Welk says, what's up, Jesse? What's going on, brother? Thanks for chiming in. And on YouTube as well. We did have a comment earlier from a Knicks hockey broadcast. He was looking forward to our live here. But yeah, with that being said, you got to really, really chime in and really pay attention to the, kind of the moves that they'll be making here, because it really will reflect what they're going to do in the draft and what they're going to do with the core people that they're going to consider the core people when the season starts. This is the last week of the Stanley Cup playoffs, so I do believe in us and Flyers Alley. You know, we have Kyle Warner's with us now, which is great. Wade Oruska, you know, Gummy Wade, everyone calls him. We've been talking about it being a big deal that they may move up, and you know, kind of that's when I'll get into the kind of the trade talks that are happening. And these are all opinionated. You know, these are all our opinions. People aren't going to agree with them, but some people won't, some people will. And Corey says he likes the adding of Schultz. Now, I mean, and it's just it's you're getting rid of the senior guys. You're getting rid of the guys that have been with the franchise for a little bit. Danny B, Jonesy, and Torts are here, and they're shaking it up a little bit. They're definitely rattling the cages, if you will. So those are kind of the developments that have been happening with that. And like I keep saying, you got to keep looking at this in the way that they're looking at a younger core. They're getting people, you know, player development is a big deal. And I think it's been a big thing that they've been lacking for a long time. You know, they got some guns down in the pipeline, which I personally don't think a lot of them are ready. They did sign, I forget the kid's name, Tallboy Zamula. I don't think that was the right move. I think there's a lot of things that need to be done, but I think there's some things that could happen inside the franchise with the team that they have now and some people that aren't with the franchise that they could use. They could trade some people, but we'll get into that. Thanks for chiming in. College Sportscast. What's up, Jesse? Thanks. What's going on, man? Thomas McGuire, do you think that the Flyers are needing this? They are dumping the old guard for some fresh blood. Obviously, this team needs a lot more than dumping old guard. It's a shift mindset. I agree with that. I'm getting into that. Yeah. Shake up is what we needed. The old bullshit just wasn't cutting it. So it's time to rattle some cages. I agree. Nice little Batman line there as well. I had to throw that in there. But yeah, I think this is a big move. I do think that it's something worth talking about. And that's why I came on here. I wanted to kind of shed some light on some things. I think it's a big deal. And the addition of Jonesy, I wasn't a big fan of it at the beginning. I did think that Eddie Olczyk may have been a better choice because I'm not a really big fan of former Flyers coming in. But I mean, goddamn, some of the things he's been saying in the media He's got your blood pumping, just like AV did when they let out that video, and it was good. It was good stuff. So we'll make sure that we cover it all and do what we got to do. Brandon Paul says, like both Jonesy and Danny B and Torch said, new era, orange and black. Yeah, but you also have to understand, I'll play devil's advocate. How many times has this been said? But I mean, I'm the optimistic one on this pod. So I mean, we'll see what happens. I'm in. I'm buying in already. I have to. The captain of the ship. So with that being said, we can move on to a gritty look ahead, and we'll get into some things that are coming up soon. All right, so Gritty Look Ahead is brought to you by Righteous Felon. Go to www.righteousfelon.com. Use promo code OCSN for 15% off your jerky contraband. I was just down Jersey Shore at the beach house. Was on my way back. For those people that are from Delco that come back from Jersey Shore, you see Rosie's produce stand. Went to Rosie's produce stand, saw Righteous Felon being sold there. So great company right out of Westchester, out in Chester County. Great story. Go check them out. Use our promo code. It's the best jerky on the market. It's not just we're saying that. I mean, I'm a big jerky guy. So Tom McGuire checks in again. You need to come on because some Flyers media coverage is a joke. That dude you sent me earlier made me my fucking head hurt. And you know what? It is what it is. You know, I understand that, you know, we have people that appreciate our takes and their takes, and we'll see what happens. I mean, we're trying to keep it classy this season. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I mean, you got to come on, and I don't know, it was by request, so I'm into it, and we have fans, so it's cool. So what we're doing here is we're going to talk about the 2023 entry level draft, and what I'm going to do is talk about who's from 1 to 7, because obviously the Flyers have the 7th pick, and as of May 17th, per Sam Constantino, there we go. Of Sportsnet, the top 7 draft list order goes as this. Well, number 1 is Connor Bedard. Number 2 is Adam Fantilli. Number 3 is literally bouncing between Will Smith and Leo Carlson. But right now, Leo Carlson's at 3. Will Smith is at 4. Now, 5 is Matthew Michkov, which is, you know, an honorable mention. A lot of people are saying, especially Johnny Mack, who does the Road to the Show with the coach, he thinks that if Connor Bedard wasn't in this draft, that Michkov would be number 1. That is speculation, so don't go attack him. Number 6, Ryan Leonard. And number 7 is Zachary Benson. Let me get to some of the comments before I go into the rest of this. Tom McGuire, us classy. Buddy, when you come up, you'll understand how classy we are. Corey Welk, that guy, that guy killed me earlier. Yeah, hey man, it is what it is. I'm not gonna get nasty here. I have a senior advisor that's advising us now. We can't get nasty here. I can't believe you said that shit out loud. Hey, I don't care, dude. You know this. Anyway, so then this is a good one. Will Smith. So here's the scenario, and this is what we've been talking about in the alley behind the scenes. We weren't going to come back, but, you know, we're back now. So we'll see what happens. We'll see when we come back and do an actual episode, but this is the deal. So if the Flyers can shake the draft and do what a lot of people are hoping they can do, and move up, which is 100% possible. They can do it. It all depends on what the three musketeers there want to do. They can make out like bandits, but if they stay at 7, they could also still take Benson. So Benson played last season for the Winnipeg Ice of the WHL. He had 36 goals, 62 assists, and 98 points in 60 games played. He's a left-handed left winger. 5'9", 175 pounds. It doesn't sound bad. It's such a deep draft that this is at 7. Okay. And I mean, they could sit and do what they could just do right here at 7 and just live there, which I'm a big fan of. He's 18 years old. I don't know what he's going to want to do. We don't know what he's going to want to do. Personally, until today, I didn't really think of him as anything until I looked at the stats, and they're pretty impressive. They're very impressive. They're not, you know, Connor Bedard impressive, but, like, you know, that's kind of a big shadow to live under. Now he is my top pick. I was a big fan of Will Smith and Braden Jaeger. So Will Smith, I did pick his stuff up. Let's see. So Will Smith is a center. He shoots right-handed. He's 18 years old. He's 6'1", 181. And he did play for the United States National Development Team. He had 15 goals, 27 assists, and 42 points in 20 games played. Will Smith is a hot commodity. A lot of people are talking about him. Stats aren't always the thing. It is what it is. But, you know, yeah, well, I mean, that's, you know, some people, that's why you got to take people's opinion into account. Johnny Mack's been around the corner a couple times. He knows his shit. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know enough about him to think. I think he's at exactly where he should be. And as you get closer to it, you know, last year I wanted Matt Savoy. I think he was at like 3, and then by the time the draft happened, he dropped down like 25. So as it gets closer, things get a little bit more legit. Who do I want? I would take Will Smith, Braden Yeager, or our other guy. Well, I was just talking about, I can't remember the name. Zachary Benson. My hot take is Zachary Benson. I would take him. But that's just in case if the Flyers don't try to go up and trade up and try to make their way higher in the draft, you kind of can sit pretty with Zachary Benson. I know people that aren't going to like that. I don't think it's, you know, a hot take, but it's not what everybody's talking about. People are talking about the Braden Yeagers and the Will Smith, and then people are talking obviously about Michkov. And, you know, it's, I know Will Smith is dangling between 3 and 4. I mean, and that scenario doesn't matter unless the Flyers trade up, unless they figure something out, which we do think that something's going to happen here during the draft. We usually wouldn't do a draft show, but because we honestly think something's going to happen, me and Kyle are going to come through and we're going to do a draft show. Let's see. You said to you a while back with Coach, I would love the Flyers to pick Will Smith. They love drafting out of the almost every single guy they got last year was out of the development team in the U.S. So, yeah, I mean, they're big on it for a reason. I mean, Alex Bump had an amazing year. I mean, a lot of those kids are doing great. So, I mean, there's a reason for that. Tino's time. What's up, bro? Thanks for coming through, bro. Thank you. Brandon Paulus, I feel like Bedard is going to be like McDavid, be on average team, but never win a cup. And that's a hot take that I like to say on a constant basis. You know, you could be the best player in the league. You could do this and do that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, if you don't have a cup, I mean, you can break every record you want, but you need a cup. I do think that he's the best player in the world, but at the same time, he needs a cup. So the coach chimes in, Michkov's number one in every draft for the past 15 years, except this one, or McDavid. If he was from NA, he and Bedard are close. That's your opinion, and you're welcome to it. Who do they trade up with and who goes with the trade? I know Blackhawks are interested in Hart. And I mean, we'll see with that. I mean, there was a scenario I posted it a while ago about how the Flyers could get Bedard, and it's literally almost selling the farm. I don't see them doing it. It was a joke and a lot of people took it seriously, but I don't see it happening. With that said, though, I mean, the Flyers could sit, like I said, I'm not trying to be a broken record. They could sit pretty at 7 and take the 7th pick, or they could trade up. So, I mean, it all depends on what they're going to do. And Kyle does think that they're gonna shake some things up. I think they're going to, too. I think they're gonna light the stage on fire. Brandon says he saw the package deal with Hart and Farabee. Yeah, I mean, it would be Farabee for me. I mean, you can't get rid of TK. And a lot of other teams would definitely want TK, but you can't get rid of him. Ryan Swoop chimes in. Jesse, what's up? I hope if it's a center, he's pass first assist guy. If he's a winger, he will be a shoot first scoring winger. Yeah, and then that's one thing that I've said for a long time. The Flyers need a goal scorer. I mean, you got all these guys on IR, and you know people are getting hurt, and that's a whole other story we're not going to get into. But yeah, you need your guys to show up. You need, we need Sean Couturier to be, he needs to be healthy. You need, I don't know, no one knows what's happening to Ryan Ellis. I personally don't think he's coming back. But we'll get into that now because the next thing that I had on the docket was the trade rumors that are going on with the Flyers, and that's going to be our segment of the Woodshed. Get to that first. Ellis is a lost cause, says Corey Welk. You know what? No, we'll see what happens with that. There's some talk saying that they're going to try to get rid of that, but that's going to be a very, very difficult move. Maybe to the desert, but I don't know if the desert even has anything yet. Ryan Swoop, Flyers need as much speed and all around great skaters at every position. I agree. I mean, you can't say no to that, right? Anyway, so the Woodshed is brought to you by Neshaminy Creek Brewing. Go to www.neshaminycreekbrewing.com. Check out all their stuff. They got the best can art in the biz. I mean, come on, Bantha Fodder. If you're a Star Wars fan, you know, this is a good German style lager. We taste tested it on Delco Dive last month. You know, they're the best can art in the biz. So go check them out. They're in Croydon, PA. They got a place in New Hope, PA that, you know, they're taking over. So first thing here is, a lot of people, the big one is Hart. So moving Hart. And I do have things that are said through other people, but you know, I'm going to take my own stab at this. Flyers GM, Danny B said last week that he'd be answering the phone for Hart. Threw everybody into a frenzy. Getting fair trade offers is a problem, though, because goaltenders is so rough around. It's so rough to do that with. I do think, personally, I'm all for getting rid of Hart. And, I mean, that's said wrong. It said rough around the edges, getting rid of Hart. I personally don't think Hart has ever been the same since COVID. I mean, it is what it is. He's a young kid. I think developing of Hart was an issue. I don't think he stayed down with the Phantoms long enough. I mean, that's here nor there. Is he a proven goalie? 100%. But I think in the long run, when you're looking what's best for the future for the Flyers, you trade Hart, and you can almost probably get anything you want. The Flyers have assets that they can get rid of. They have things that they can get off, you know, the cap that would be very substantial to getting pretty much anything you want for Carter Hart. If you look at the franchises that need a goalie, literally there's more of them that need a goalie than they don't. I mean, Chicago Blackhawks need a goalie. I mean, you're not going to hear, it's going to be probably the spiciest rumor or the spiciest thing up until the draft is, are they going to get rid of Hart? Now, them saying they're answering the phone, that doesn't mean that that's happening. Like, we're doing it right now. That's not what was said. That's not what they're saying. They're just saying that they're basically answering the phone for anybody, which they should be, because I mean, what are we doing here if you're not doing that? Ryan Swoop checks in, says, I want Flyers to focus on players that will fit to a certain style and system, draft players that will enable them to start building on identity and style/system. I think that's been an issue with this team for a long time, not drafting guys to fit into a system and coaching style. And Brandon actually chimes in and says, I agree, Jesse, but my thing is getting the right pieces in return. And that's another thing. Corey Welk chimes in and says, Ersson shows major promise. I'm comfortable with him being the starter next year. Hart's time here, I believe, is limited. So this is the thing, and I believe this. Okay, so they're answering the phone on Hart. There's two different scenarios here, two different situations. So as of right now, Ivan Fedotov is not available for the Flyers. Russian hockey teams are saying, the coach for Team Russia or whatever it is where he is, saying that they want him for this season coming up. That means the phone's off for that. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if the Flyers, because they kind of have his number and he's kind of ours. I don't know how that's going to go. But so say he's gone. That's where I believe the Hart trade rumors almost end. So if you do trade Hart at this point, who do you have? So you have Felix Sandstrom and you have Sam Ersson. Sam Ersson, in my opinion, is very proven. He did great down in Lehigh. He did good for us. He was, I believe he was either almost undefeated with us, 6, 7, 10 games, somewhere in there, or he was defeated. Like, he did great with us. Is he a starting goalie? I don't really think so. I think he's a great backup, which is almost as important as a starting goalie. You need your A and B to be great. Felix Sandstrom was not ready. And to be honest with you, I think he's an ECHL goalie. And I mean, now you have Carter Hart, and what are you going to do? So with this trade, what comes back, and it also depends on what the Flyers think they're going to do right now. Are you going to go and try to compete this next season? Torch says he also says he's not naming a captain this year. That's been said as well. But I mean, it all depends on what the goal is, what the real goal is. If you're taking the chance and the leap of faith and you're going to trade Hart, you need to get some assets, like Brandon said. You need to get some things back. You also need to go get a starting goalie because you don't have that. Now, you don't need a franchise goalie to win a Stanley Cup. Look what the Colorado Avalanche did the other year. And look at what's going on. Look what was happening in Seattle. Seattle had Jones, and Grubauer. So, I mean, you don't need a franchise goalie to win a Stanley Cup. So if they keep in that mind frame and they buff up the defense and you get some goal scorers here, you can really let go of Hart and get a mediocre goalie, starting goalie, a veteran. You could let Ersson get in there and let him do his thing. It's a big deal. Wade chimes in. He's at home with the kid. By the way, I got your onesie there, bro. Wow, what up? Gibson is open, and that's an. I think it's a good option. I wasn't sold on it at the beginning, but Wade has sold me on that by ringing my ear off about it. But yeah, with Hart, you could really do whatever you want. If you keep him, you got Hart. If you get rid of him, okay, then you can kind of start shuffling your deck a little bit. I don't think there's a bad call there. Do I think something's going to happen with Hart in the draft? I don't think so. I think you're going to see some more of the guys I'm about to mention here. But the Hart thing is definitely on top of everybody's radar. It's a big deal. Corey Welk, Aiden Hill is in his prime of that. Where did he come from? I believe he was from the Sharks. And yeah, he is. But that's the thing is he's not. I mean, I used to be a huge Alex Lyon fan. Dude, he's... Come on now. And that was a developmental issue, I believe, as well. Martin Jones, yeah. I mean, it's Martin Jones. I mean, I was real critical on him because, I followed the Sharks back when he drugged them to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time ever and hasn't been there since. But, it's not always the goalie. You can go back in episodes and I always blame goalies and shit. But, it's not always the goalie. Defense got to be solid. The defense doesn't play, the offense has to play back for the defense. It's what it is. Wade chimes in again. He's from the Sharks, and before that, Arizona. Yeah, it's and you can't forget about Bob, I'm not going to comment on that because I don't want to get torched. I'm not a big Bob fan. I wasn't anyway. But the next one is the Provy rumors, right? So this is a big one. And this is going to be per... That's not very much. The Provy rumors, the trade rumors started 2 years ago. And this is the thing that we've noticed in Flyers, Alex. We pay a lot of attention to social media. These are rumors and speculative proven any of this was happened 2 years ago. Basically, he was paying attention to social media too much. And basically, people were saying that he wasn't a first defenseman. At that time, I don't think he was, and I think his play has been an emotional roller coaster for the first part. And the rumor had it was that he went into the locker room and kind of start up some shit, and it didn't turn out well. It was alleged; it wasn't real stuff. He'll be available this offseason to be packaged if the rumors are true. He finished last season with 25 points, but a dash 17. You can kind of put this on. He's had a lot of D partners. I mean, I believe that he probably exhaled a little bit when Ryan Ellis came in, when he was like, I could kind of, take a seat for a little bit, but didn't work out that way. So, I think Provorov shouldered a lot of the weight, which he loves to do. I think he got a little bit of a reality check when it definitely hit him hard. Frank Molusky, what's up, brother? The whole team needs a good relationship with each other in the locker room and have good chemistry. I saw Hayes probably be moved. I'm going to get to that. And I can see Provy being a Red Wing. Oh, God. I mean, they'll take him. Red Wings on their way up. But with the Provy stuff, it's been a while. It's been about 2 years of when they started. Every year, it's always getting moved. He's getting moved. I've thought it for the past 2 years. When stuff like that happens in the locker room, if it's alleged, when alleged things happen in the locker room, and when players, they try to stay off social media as much as they can. I guess he wasn't. And that's what ends up happening. You get stuff in your head, you bring it in a locker room, and I guess things happen. But like Corey said, dash 17 wasn't even the worst for the team. I think Tony D, but that's the thing. So as the great one said, stats are for losers. Just saying. Wayne Gretzky said it, so you got to kind of, you know, listen to that. But per Anthony DeMarco of the fourth period, a lot of teams are kicking tires on Provorov. Sources say St. Louis Blues were one of the teams. The Flyers feel they don't have to trade him or could be looking for a comparable return, that of Jacob Chychrun or Matthias Ekholm. Now, that's big. I mean, and the thing that sucks is that he's not a bad guy. Like, he's not a bad player. I just think he wears his emotions on his sleeve and it comes out in his play. I do think that if he is with the team this year, if he starts, you know, these things up, you're going to start seeing him get, you're definitely going to start seeing him get benched by Torts, because, you know, he does that. And, you know, it's not going to be good. He's been his workhorse this year for sure on the defensive end. But I mean, you know, sometimes you can't ride him like that. But as for him, I mean, it is what it is. I'm big on moving him just because I know that you could get something back for him. A lot of players, a lot of teams are going to want to shore up their defense, and some players just need a change of scenery, and maybe he'll go into a locker room that actually takes him as a leadership guy. He's been in a situation where things could be messed up, and he can figure it out. But as for now, I would say that I think Provorov's time in Philadelphia could be coming to a close here. If not this season, then definitely next season. Because, I mean, now Danny B, Jonesy, and Torts just aren't just – they're just not going to deal with it. And if these rumors and these alleged things are true, they're definitely not going to deal with it, because I do feel like there's a lot of new blood that's about to come into the locker room, and you're going to – there's just not going to be room for that type of stuff. And thank God JVR is going too. Hey, we'll see what happens with that. He's not even on my playlist here tonight. The next one is Kevin Hayes. Now, this is an interesting one. Anthony Verasso was on our show last year. Don't know if he's going to be on this year. We'll see. Hopefully we'll be. Having four of us would be amazing. The Hayes talks are real interesting because Anthony caught this. There have been rumors of Hayes being traded to the Columbus Blue Jackets. Per Ryan Whitney on Spit and Checklist during an episode, that he wouldn't be surprised if it happened. A couple months later, the rumors start flowing that may actually be happening. Like I said, rumors. I'm not a rumor mill boy. We try not to do that here. But yeah, I mean, ever since the Johnny Hockey thing happened, that's when they started. If you really, really, really dig deep, if you really want me to, you hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, YouTube. I will go find the episode. I'm sure Anthony can find it, and we will show. We'll clip it, and we'll put it up. But it was said. I listened to the clip, and it was very subtle, and it was very quick. I even think it was a short on YouTube. He did say that he wouldn't be surprised if that happened. They're all friends. Yandel, you know. They're all friends, all those guys. So, I mean, there may be some truth there. Like I always say, if there's smoke, there's usually fire. But hockey's so messed up when it comes to that. You know, I've been a victim of trying to put some news out, and it just didn't happen. I got absolutely torched. So, I mean, it's such a dirty game. But with that, I'm all for it. I'm a huge Hayes fan. It's my daughter's favorite player. Trying to explain to her that he may be getting moved this year is just not something she's not understanding. It's just you got to do it. It's very evident that he's not happy, whether it's Torts, whether it's just the team's decline, which I personally do think they did a lot better this year than everyone thought. Regardless of what it is, you have to also remember, you know, he did lose his brother. You know, that's something it's constantly happening with him. You got to remember that they are human beings and they do have lives. That being said, I do think a contender would be interested in Hayes. Hayes is a great player. In my opinion, he defies the laws of gravity. I don't know how you can fend off three guys where you're going 2 miles an hour on ice, but he's great. He turns it on when he has to. I know he's in the locker room. He's a great dude. Everyone loves him. You know, he's funny. He's part of that group that's just they're funny guys, but you know, at the end of the day, you need a guy that's going to be a leader. He's considered a veteran guy now. And, you know, you kind of need those vets to kind of lead the young guys and not just be fun in the locker room. You got to show an ice. And for the amount of money that he's getting paid, he needs to step it up. But, I mean, It is what it is. You got it. Like Brandon said, I think he hasn't been the same since his brother died. I mean, would you? I mean, it's a, such a rough thing, but I think it is time. I mean, if not this year, maybe he'll turn it around. I'm in for it. If he turns it around for this year, I'd give him one more year, but him going to Columbus, I mean, I don't know what's going on. Hopefully, I think Johnny Mack has the GM coming on his show at some point. And maybe we could talk to him then. I'll be chiming in, and I'll be interested in maybe picking his brain for a little bit and getting that done. So the last one that I do have is one that's hitting now, and you know, I think TDA is such a touchy subject. Let me get to some of these comments first, and then we'll go to Corey Welk. There it is. I lost my brother years ago, and it's tough. Yeah. So I mean, imagine way every single day. So imagine every single day you go into the rink when you and your brother, not the rink that you and your brother went to, but you're going to the rink. Obviously, it's going to remind you of your brother. You play professional hockey too. You know, there's anniversaries that come up. There's birthdays. It's just like, dude, like, I don't know. It's a rough thing. It's a rough thing. But, you know, he'll figure it out, and it hopefully it works out for him. And in all honesty, I could be wrong, but I want to stay positive. What? But I think our team is going to look good in a couple years or so. It's going to take some time, but I'll have faith in our Flyboys. Yeah, and it's going to take some time, or it might not. I mean, you gotta just ride the wave, to be honest with you. I mean, it's hockey's a very difficult sport. With that being said, move on to TDA. The Flyers will definitely look to probably trade TDA. It's been a couple people I've talked to have definitely said that it's he may be being looked at to be moved. I mean, he's got $5 million, 1 year left at $5 million, and they may consider retaining the return. I don't know. The problem with TDA is that so many people are so focused on the negative things with TDA. He's a great defenseman. I mean, come on, he was definitely great down in Carolina. I mean, it's just you can't get involved in the politics and the personal things. That's all. I'm going to leave it at that because I don't want anyone to fucking cancel me. But I'm a little torn on this one. I think he played good with us. I mean, the negatives and the dashes, what he got, of course, that sucks. I mean, you know, one of my favorite players in the league when he was playing was Keith Yandle. I mean, that negative at the end of that year was it is what it is. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't think you get rid of him. I don't think you get rid of him yet. And I don't think Torts has an issue with him because he rides him so hard. I think that's a thing because Torts wants to push him and get the most potential out of him that you can. Is he a dick? Maybe. Is he nasty on the ice? Does he get in scuffs? Does he take penalties? He might do that. But at the same time, you got to remember we're playing hockey here. We're not playing shuffleboard. So, I mean, you know, he cashes his check at the end of the day. It doesn't mean he has to be nice to people. He's there to do a job, and as long as he does his job on the ice, you know, it is what it is. A couple more comments, and I'll wrap this bad boy up. Corey Welk, my brother's name is on the boards at Iceworks, where we both worked and played for our childhood. Yeah, well, we used to do a lot of stuff at Iceworks, and that's awesome to know. Maybe we could go there and do a little memorial thing. That'd be pretty cool. Ryan Swoop, next week would love for you to talk about the identity and system and style. What kind of system and style do you see them building? What type of players and skill/attributes do you see them building around? You know what, dude? I'll do a clip. We're not gonna come back until the draft. This is just me coming in and doing some stuff that's been going on. But Ryan, yeah, I definitely want to talk to you about doing some stuff too. Corey Welk, I think him and Torts clash so much because of his potential, and that's probably it. I mean, you know, some of the everyone I talked to Wade Allison, I've talked to a couple other players, and they love Torts. The younger guys love Torts, and I think the older guys are checked out. I think the guys like you know, Hayes and maybe TDA, you know, maybe a little bit of Ristolainen. I don't know if you know maybe Braun when he was with the team, you know, maybe some people just didn't. Aren't taken to the Torts way of teaching. And to be honest with you, I think that style of coaching is dead. I'm all for it. I love it. I mean, you can't baby these guys. But the fact that the younger guys are liking Torts and maybe the older guys are seeing their way out, yeah, there's some gold lining there. And Corey says they're both bullheaded guys. And I'm sure they are. I mean, Torts, come on, Torts. him and Babcock are probably the most bullheaded guys there are. But with that being said, I'm going to wrap it up. I appreciate everybody coming out. I appreciate everybody going to the comments. My Twitter, YouTube guys, my Old City people, and everybody that's in our groups on Twitter. Greg Montour didn't come through, but we'll see what happens with him. Maybe we'll come through later. With that being said, I'm going to wrap it up. Make sure you guys go to our Facebook at www.facebook.com/FlyersAlley. We have a like page. We have a group page you can go into. Make sure you like us and follow us on Twitter at Flyers Alley Pod 1 and Instagram at Flyers Alley. Make sure you go to the YouTube. The YouTube is doing awesome. We're putting shorts up there. We're doing a lot of Delco Dive stuff. A lot of things, a lot of beer testing. All the shows go live there, so go check them out. The OCS, that landline was on, but no one called. Surprise, surprise. But with that being said, we got more comment. Let's see. No problem, Ryan. And yeah, going to watch the Fan Lot next. Yeah, Fan Lot's live right now. They're our Philly show on the network. Go check them out. They're all over the place. So with that being said, we'll see you guys at draft. Me and Kyle will. Wade's going to take off that day. And then, yeah, we will see you guys at the draft. And then after that will be preseason. Take care, guys.